go. I said we too turned up, too turned up. Tune in the radio, you know we too turned up. Too turned up, too turned up. Yeah, you're on the radio, you know we too turned up. Let's get it, too turned up. Yeah, too turned up. Yeah, you're on the radio, you know we too turned up. Too turned up, yeah, we too turned up. Tune in the radio, you know we too turned up. TooTurnedUp.com, the livest radio show with the livest host. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, y'all? We back again for another episode of Too Turned Up Radio.
Too Turned Up.
It's me, your boy, Ray Banquo.
And it's your boy, ELZFALCO. You already know. Let's go.
Yo, I come, when you came on, it kind of sounded like some old Fab.
It's more wild.
So what's good, my boy, El Falco, man? How you feel?
Man, I'm all right. It's a good Saturday. We're just in here chilling. We got to tell y'all about some things that been going on in the city.
In the city. Living for the love of the city. I'm living for the love of the city. I'm living for the love. New Jack City. Boom, boom. What movie is that,
El? Leave that crack alone.
What movie is that?
You said no. New Jack City already. You know, said
people
it.
People get that wrong? Yo, you know, are you aware that, like, people born 2021? No, 2001 are only, like, 21 or 22 or something like that. They don't know what New Jack City is, bro.
I need a lesson in that culture. You know, them black classics. Yes, sir. We ain't even going to get on y'all. We are here today to tell y'all more about what's going on around the city, you know.
In the city.
You know, tell them about Atlanta, man. You know, recently it was just my birthday, December 8th, Sagittarius. We out here, you know what we doing. And we decided to go to Vision. That's down there in Buckhead.
Right next door to the old Wet Willies, if you know what that is.
And the event was like glue. So we went out there for my birthday, had a good time, my boy. VZ showed up, had my boy Justin show up. Dello Official, of course, was there. Have Dello D. Hey, we even, hey,
Joe,
OB, everybody, man. We had a good turnout.
Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne. Shout out to Wayne. You know it.
Shout out.
We had a good time.
Yeah, man. Oh, your boy El Falco and Dello D. These dudes, they got on stage. Well, they ain't on stage, but they got the mic.
We got
they
the mic.
Rock the crowd.
Got the mic, you know what I'm saying?
DJ gave him a mic. He was like, yo, who can rock this party?
Had to rap on Afrobeats.
These two?
Hey, I'm laughing because on God, like, I did not know. He said, you know, it was my birthday. You in there drunk.
Turned up.
I don't know nothing.
They know nothing about that. But luckily, your boy...
This man randomly came to us and said, y'all come now. We like, what is you doing?
We thinking,
talking about girls, man. He bring us up to the booth and then he's like, all right, I'm about to give y'all the mic and y'all gonna have to rock it. I'm like, what is he talking about? I'm like, shit.
That was gonna be phone book. I ain't even in the yellow pages.
Yeah, man. Good time.
Yo, so look, you see how amazing these two guys are? They came to the front of the stage by the DJ. I handed them a mic, and they started rapping. It was no hesitation. It was, I'm not prepared. I don't got no rhymes. These are real freestylers that be busting it. It's that real, that guy right here. Bust something real quick. Tell them about what we doing right now, man. They think it's
I got to bust something on the camera.
Bust something. Bust it.
Amateur time.
Bust it wide open. Dude, I know you ain't an amateur, but talk to the peoples.
I was really going to start off the rap like that, you know, real lazy, you know. Mm. Then get a little crazy. Am I supposed to rap on your beat? You can do a beat. I'll rap on your beat. Let go. I'm not even going to take up your time. I'm going to rap about the things on my mind. This dude used to do this at the lunch table when the beat was about grinding. Listen, he do Look, I'll be making myself laugh, but I'ma get past. Matter of fact, if the chick come, I get ass. Matter of fact, if she ain't talking, I'ma skip class. Yeah, cause it's not glass, it's plastic, and I drink a lot.
Nah, that's just me rhyming. I'm on the BS.
Yeah.
Drink the ginger beer, put a little hair on your chest. Yeah.
My name is Peaches. I am the best. All the DJs want to feel on L's chest.
Y'all know where that's from? Black Classic.
Yes. When that movie came out, like, 89?
Still one of my favorite movies. I am very happy to be here.
Hello, my neighbors.
Oh, yeah. What's on?
So
we got Vision. Y'all tell them about the Wednesday spot. Go ahead, turn them up. I know we over here going on.
Finish about Vision.
Oh, yeah. All
right, so this is why Vision's a good move. If you're a visitor or a local, if you like reggae, number one. They on the latest. It's popping.
Yeah, they're like.
Yo, the section, they're not busting you in the head. You get it through to like blue folks on a regular night, I believe 300 gets you a section. One bottle. You trying to do two? Six. And they're on. 333. That's pretty decent. And the sections are big. We had at least 15 people.
Yeah, we
it was all comfortable.
We could have probably had more, you know, if the real Atlanta Santa. You could have had the people sitting at the top, then had the people at the bottom, and then had the people standing. But we ain't do all that. We just used the space.
And then, you know, if you sit on the chair and then they sit under you, that's what you meant, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And other spots, it'd be a section this big. You fit 3.5 people, a half a little mini chick, and then it'd be like 800, 1,000.
Oh, yeah, shout out to the girls that came in and was twerking in the section.
Yo,
of course, we live, but help for turning it up. You know what I'm saying?
With school?
I don't know. He said, me and Scoop out here. Talk!
Flow up. Yo, shout out to Veezy. Veezy was so turnt on his Instagram. Okay. I went on a whole tangent to this guy.
But it's, hey, it's his close friends. He disrespected. Now let him say what he's going to say.
So look, this boy Marquito. Pancho Carr, that's his name?
Yeah.
Pancho Carr at Pancho. Yo, the whole night he had laid out on his Instagram stories. Perfect. So everybody that saw his the next morning.
Close friends
was like, yo, what you did last night? He's out probably tonight based off we did last week because they wanted him to turn up like how we turned up last week. I go to El's page. I'm like, El's. What the hell you, what are you doing? You had no image, no videos of nothing. Your birthday looked trash. But when I go to Mark's page, Mark had a hell of a night.
Because you his close friends. Because you ain't never going nobody, B.
He still posted it. The moral of the story is, if you're not a posting mother, you got to start posting, man. Because I look at them like damn, what was I doing? I had a lot of people took videos of me, but nobody gave me none of those videos. I got a video, at least. The video, and when they brought out the happy birthday shit in the section, not one. Nobody posted. I have it. It was like three, they bought three. They have no videos of that. I got like two, one was trash because when they did it, you was like, of course, so it was too late. One was decent that I have, but you know what I'm saying, like
I got a little something if you need it, but it was fast because they would just come out of nowhere. I'm drunk. Oh, shit. Oh, hi. Like, you talking about recording. I'll be living in the moment. I am not the best at recording. I need to get better at it because this is the new generation of things.
We're content creating. That's our business now, and that's what we owe you guys.
Because I don't.
Having a good time to show you some so.
Mm-hmm. Because
I gotta do better.
I now, you know, we'll talk about that later, but I went to the event that I talk about later. And I'm recording, you know, making sure I got some footage. Whether you can see it or not, you're going to see enough. You know what I'm saying? But word. I'm enjoying, but I'm content too. Enjoying content. It's
word.
It's a life, man.
And like this week, I had some footage of me in the kitchen, trapping, cooking curry chicken.
I didn't record my trap.
I got way more hits off of that, of me cooking, and then my persimmon tree that I do with me posting shit like this. Like, damn, I'm going to be in the kitchen, boy.
I want that food, boy. Hey, man, people eat every day.
Yo, everybody eats, B.
Everybody eats.
All right, man, moving on. What's the,
Yeah, right. Wednesday boy, that's all
Wednesday
you.
Wednesday boy, if you in the ATL on a Wednesday, and yes, those of y'all, the off nights are the best nights to party in the A.
What do you mean by off nights?
Off nights. I mean Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday. Sunday the best night, but that's technically not an off night.
What do you mean?
Any one of those nights, I promise it'll be more fun than a Friday or a Saturday. It's an official spot to go to. If you don't know, you're going to know, player. So, on Wednesdays, if you try to do an after work, like 6 p.m. vibe, you gotta hit the Hyatt.
It's for the
yeah, right behind
grown is sexy.
Grown is sexy.
Grown is sexy.
Dress nice, dress to impress, and it's gonna be popping, yo. Things be out.
Make sure you got that cologne.
You suited and booted. You got them Jewel Santanas. Show them out. Bring them out. It's hard to yell when them barrels in your mouth.
And a quick tip, you know, get that Jimmy Choo. They don't know about it yet, but I know about it. Get that Jimmy Choo, that ice.
So look, when you pull up, they got valet there at the Hyatt. And what I did, I pull up, I pass the valet, but I pull into the where they park all the valet cars. I see the valet dude. I'm like, look, I have no problem paying, but I want my keys. So he's like, all right, he gave me this spot, and we walked in. When you walk in, it was $20 to park, by the way. The Lenox Mall got a parking lot like right across the street, and I believe that's free. If you get there at a certain time, you can get in and you're good. To get in the club, we got there, I believe, 9:40 to 10, and we paid $20 a person to get in, and it's on the top floor, so you get on the elevator. Matter of fact, when you first walk in, there's a bar to the left downstairs that's not what you want. Over there was cool, too. You hit the elevator, go to the rooftop, Spaceman or some joint like that. Shout out to the promoter, which I don't know, but I'm going to shoot you out next time. So you get up there, you walk in. It's like, you see about 30 chicks just all gathered together, chilling, everybody looking fly. Me and my man, Ron, me in there, we go straight to the bar. Drinks, they're about $12, $15 a pop.
That's real insight. That's real. Give me the play-by-play and the drinks?
Play-by-play every day.
How much I need, brother? Let me hold it up.
You got a solid $50, you have a good night.
Hey, that's what I like to hear.
If you do the free parking joint, you're going to have a very good night. That's solid $50. All right, so in the spot, they got like an outdoor patio area. It's kind of cold for that, but they do got little heaters. When I was there, it might be 3 people out there. You go inside. If you're at the main entrance, you go. It's a main like area. It's kind of like a little waiting lounge per se. Some people sit and post up there, but to the left is where everyone's really at. There's a bar. It's just crowded. Like if you don't like people stepping on you and being like this, that's not your vibe. It's worth it though. But every 2 seconds, you're gonna have to move out the way and vice versa for people to pass.
I know you got that anxiety.
And if you're in the main lobby and you go to the right, it's like all these little tables. So y'all want that kind of vibe where you have your people you with, you sit down, chill at the table, and then there's another bar on that side. And it's cool over there, but I'd rather...
Sound like it got like 3 bars. What's going on?
2 bars to my knowledge. Okay. Could be another one. But end of the day, that is an official Wednesday move.
I think I'm going to go next Wednesday just to, for y'all, for him, and for me.
Yo, the Hyatt. Hyatt behind Lenox Mall. Also, it ends early, so don't be on that regular Atlanta BS. I'm coming out at 12. Shout out to OBZ.
But I'm going to come late too, though, man.
It ends at 11. So if you get there around 7 or so, you can really like maneuver, set up where you're going to post up. And then by 11, it's time to go. Your man DJ Arrow was there DJing last time.
Okay.
I ain't see Arrow in a while.
Yes, sir.
But overall, it's a very good morning.
He's saying DJ Error.
Error, my bad.
Like new era hat?
Error. Yo, who's Ty Dolla $ign's DJ?
He DJ YG. He DJ for whole Cali circuit, pretty much.
To the West Coast. Coast and the
I'm sure he did somebody out here too. He used to be at Whiskey Allin, man. He just doing his thing. Seeing that boy on Shade 45. Yeah, the boy was killing it. I see you, man.
Yeah.
I know you doing this thing in the club, man. You'll be showing the skill for real, man. You got it. But all right.
Yo, all right. You just opened another kettle.
About the DJs.
DJs, yo.
Oh, man.
I know a lot of you guys personally, but this is a public service announcement. Hell, get this camera on me, man. Public service announcement to DJs. And this ain't even just Atlanta. This is worldwide, bro. Why, if I'm in a bar, a club, a lounge, somebody's barbecue, I'm in somebody's just backyard, and they still play the same songs. You hear Nelly hot in here. That's 2002, 2001. I was in high school when that came out, bro. Why am I still listening to high school stuff and there's so much new music coming out?
I think I gotta answer a little bit.
Boy, before you get into that, there's over like 10,000 songs that come out every day on Spotify. Why am I listening to the same high end? And no, nothing to Nelly, bro. I like your music. But it's so much new music that I want to hear, too. What you got, Els?
So my thing is really like, I know DJs ain't trying to take a risk. And I feel like every DJ, whether you a skate DJ, whether you a wedding DJ, whether you a club DJ, so many different types of DJs. Well, at least for the wedding DJ, like, y'all might have a list to play. Y'all the only ones legit, truly limited, so let me move on for that.
Earl, some of the nightclubs, too, tell them, hey, don't keep it ratchet or whatever, grown and sexy.
Okay.
That I understand, too.
But there's a lot of grown and sexy. Like, you'll have an R&B night, right? And I understand they're going to play old R&B, and you should. But y'all should throw in some of the new R&B, too, that kind of go, like, everybody... Right now, everybody in music just taking samples from other stuff, so y'all can easily flip some of the new stuff and then throw it back to the old, get everybody to. And, you know, it's so much songs, bro. Play some of the new songs. Like, right now, I feel like if a DJ leaves, if his spot is from, like, 8 to 12 and somebody comes from, like, 12 to 3, they got the same playlist. It's not even a change. Like, yeah, it's like, bro, he just started his playlist over. I'm already heard this song. Like, yo, I wanted somebody to come with some flavor. I wanted to be in the club shazamming, like, yo, whatever song he just played is fire. I want to add this to my playlist. I want to go back to the crib. I want to show other people this song. I don't have that when I go to parties anymore. But I guess y'all ain't taking risks, man. Take more risk. Play new stuff. Play the old stuff. I remember when Bad and Bougie was out, every DJ just thought they was the man because it was the hottest song in the world. They play it, and they turned up. And I seen DJs, they was smiling. And there was a couple of songs, like when Roddy Ricch came out with that. When that came out, basically, when you know you have the number one song and you know everybody is out and they definitely want to hear it, DJs feel safe. Right now, we technically don't have that. Like
Sexy Red, or maybe a month or two ago.
Technically, right now, right? Drake came out with a number one, the first person shooter with J. Cole. But right now, the most streaming song from the album is a song he has with Yeet. Different from what I just said. I've never heard the song he got with Yeet played in the club, even though that's his most streamed song right now. I haven't even heard the one with him and J. Cole in the club.
Right.
But you're going to play the old Drake and you better. But I'm just saying, like, y'all ain't really out here. I don't know if DJs really care about putting people on music anymore. Or, like, not even, like, mixing. Like, I heard a song, get another song at the same BPM and play that and keep that vibe going. Another thing. As a DJ, please, if you see the crowd is rocking with the song, just play the whole song.
Do not just play 30 seconds. We was at Rocksteady on a Thursday.
Tell them.
I did not know the DJ's name.
Evil. Evil.
So look, he played the whole song. It was Waka Flocka, but the whole spot, it was like a group of 8 chicks. What Waka song was it?
All that ass in those jeans.
Yo.
Like, you got to play everybody. It's more than one person on that song. Like, some people like the second part. Some people like especially when you play certain things and they got more than one person on the song, you can't switch the song. Sometimes the second verse could be hottest. The third verse could be
most
the hottest.
Most DJs know this.
But why would you switch it? I've seen some people just play the hook. You ain't even get to the verse. I'm like,
So look, when the song came on where he started it, these chicks got up. They was turned all that ass. and then 30 seconds, wiki. Nobody want to They sat back down, man.
Yeah, bro, he got the vibes all wrong, man.
I look at him,
man.
Like, pom.
I'm going to just sit down. Just sit down.
Yo, DJs, y'all can do better, man. Public service announcement to all the DJs. Cruise ship DJs, backyard picnic DJs, wedding DJs, DJ. What's the movie with Terrence Howard? Whoop that trick.
Hustle and Flow.
Hustle and Flow, DJAY, all of y'all.
Man. Hey, right, man, y'all about to make me about the DJL's Falco. About to turn up on y'all. I'm tired of this shit.
Man. All right, man. What else we got put on?
Also, something cool that I didn't know happens. I lived here so long, but I don't always go to concerts. They have a jingle ball.
Jingle ball.
That's crazy. Oh, they call it jingle, but they have a jingle ball concert. From 96.1 and iHeartRadio coming in a collab.
Word.
A lot of people came. They had NCT Dream, K-pop group. Headliner, of course, was Nicki Minaj. They had Ice Spice. I wish they would have did their song together, but that's. I guess she's saving that for her show. Nicki Minaj is about to go on tour.
Yo,
so
talk
y'all,
about what Ice
y'all do
Spice
some stuff.
Had on, bro.
No. Yo, nah, Ice Spice lit, bro. Ice Spice had like a little dress.
So
and a little ass be out.
I didn't go. I'm experiencing all of this from this guy's page. He finally was posting on his birthday. He ain't posted. Goddamn thing.
I was being out there helping y'all see some things.
But he should have interact too.
Woohoo! The people.
No, just have him talk.
I'm gonna turn up, yo.
You and his mother be in school. Turn up. You live streaming this shit.
I have my reasons.
All right. Anyway.
I must prepare.
Yo, Ice was looking from the angle. He was actually kind of looked dwarfy, like a lot of bottom and little top.
What you mean? She got them cakes and thighs is big. From far, she probably looked like a little. You know, she got the little toad body. You know, little toad from Mario. Oh, okay.
Yo, where
did
you go?
If somebody should do that, like you had a toad character and you already got the circle head, do the little orange little shit. Okay.
You remember, I fuck with you though,
Ice Spice.
You called the dude chick a Tasmanian devil?
Oh, that's how they were shaped.
She big up top and
small. Big at the top and small at the bottom.
My man said she had a Tasmanian devil shape. Where does he come up with like that?
Man, y'all know y'all seen them Tasmanian devil chicks, man. They hefty up top, and then they come down and look like if they start spinning, they gonna go right into the ground, man.
No spinning.
Yeah, man. So.
So overall, so Flow Rider.
Yeah, Flow Rider was doing his thing.
I wasn't there, but me experiencing through his story and stuff, Flow Rider was the best thing. This dude was out apple bottom jeans, motherfuckers like, and then he hopped on a grown man. He hopped on the security
and started riding through
his neck, and he walked
balls on his neck.
Yo, where do you even do that?
I really do like what he did, because out of everybody, he gave the crowd the most interaction. Mm-hmm. Like there was a time he went out there and the dude carried him into the crowd, and then he got off the dude and he's like doing his song. He's with people, okay. And then what's up? Oh, okay, he's doing the song and he's with people, and then he, like, got off the guy. He's doing the song with the fans. He literally took one girl phone, got him the live, got the girl in the live, still doing the song. You know, like, kiss the phone, whatever, give it back to her. She going crazy. She love the shit. And he's just, you know what I'm saying? He's interacting with the people. So whether you got a seat on the floor, he's on the floor. But if you got a seat in the areas I was sitting, that was right above the floor, he came up there. The only thing, he ain't go all the way up there. He got performed, but... Hey, I think that's, hey, man, some people definitely got their money's worth, bro. That was pretty cool. Like, Flo Rida, you did your thing. I know you've been in the game for a while, so you definitely know how to perform. But me seeing you actually do it myself, I like how you doing your thing, man. OG in the game, for real,
for real. Shout out to the big homie. Yo, that's similar. I was in Vegas one time, and it was like an Essence Festival. And Ashanti was the headliner. Everybody left by the time she came out.
I love you, Ashanti. And you just killing Ashanti and Nelly off, ain't you? No, I'm just playing.
I got nothing against you. I grew up on y'all and I got mad love for y'all. OT Genesis performed. A lot of old school R&B singers. What's my man name? Carl Thomas. Anyway, the best act was Young Jock. Yes, I said Young Jock. Yo, he came out like a true OG. He said he interacted with the crowd. He was so interactive with the crowd.
If your girl chew, he did this thing
like, I've been doing this for decades, bro. I'm the big homie. I got a show to do. I came, I did my thing, and I'm out. It was just when he came out and did his thing, big ups to you, man. You know what you're doing when it comes to a show. Shout out.
Bad Boy Self.
Boing.
All right, man. I think that's all we're gonna give y'all for today.
Tune in next week and the week after that, the year after that, the month after that. Matter of fact, it's a whole new year in a week or two.
Yes, sir. We're gonna put y'all on new clubs. Shit, we're gonna put y'all on some food. Man, mess everything with us. We're gonna put y'all on.
ATL, you think of ATL?
Yeah.
You think of rain?
Else. We're gonna put y'all on. Like, y'all sleep. It's people that want to visit, they need to know this. It's people that live here. I don't even know everything. So I'm about to go learn, and I'm about to go share the results with the people.
Yeah, and we might hit the streets next time. Y'all gonna see us out there in them streets. Let's get it.
Peace.
Turned up, yeah, too turned up. Yeah, you're on the radio, you know we too turned up. Turned up, yeah, we too turned up. Tune in the radio, you know we too turned up. TooTurnedUp.com.